Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
92505.
Can I get your name, please, ma'am?
My name is Patricia Gutierrez.
All right, thank you. Give me one second, please.
Or my zip code could be also 77554.
All right. That may be what we have for you. You said 77554?
Correct.
And your name is the only name that should show for these? Oh, there you go. I got you pulled up. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please, ma'am?
I don't know what address you have, because the only thing that I've called is because there was a purchase on my credit card,
mm-hmm.
and for 56 something, and I called like a month ago, and they said that they were going to credit my account, and I haven't received anything. My credit card still shows that payment.
All right, and is that Galveston address? Can you verify that for me, please?
It's 3926 Bridge Harbor Drive, RR4, Box 225, D16, Galveston, Texas, 77554.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I do see that it called, and they notated the account and said that you understood that the account couldn't be refunded, and they got you canceled out.
No. Nobody called me. I did not understand. The lady gave me a number, and she told me I had a confirmation number, and she said that I was going to get refunded.
So that's the lady that called you?
I didn't call anybody.
Right. You said the lady that called you, right?
That I called. The person that I called.
All right. But mainly you were trying to get the account refunded. That's what this call is in regard to now.
I've never received my refund, so I'm calling to see why it's taking so long, because she said I was going to get refunded in 5 days, and it's already been a month, and I haven't been refunded.
Very well, ma'am. Well, this is what I can do. I could go in, I can get you a 35% refund on that $56.95 myself.
No. I need my whole refund, because there was two charges. I don't know who made the charges.
Mm-hmm.
There's a charge for 11 something, and there was a charge for 56 something.
I don't see the 11 something charge. That's not with
that's
us.
What? Yes, that's what my credit card company said.
I get that. It may be showing up on your statements, but it's not showing up on this ticket. It's not with us. You got a $7.95 shipping fee and that $56.95. And honestly, ma'am, the most I can get you is a 50% refund.
No. I want all my, the lady, I got a confirmation saying that I was going to get refunded. I have a confirmation number. I have an order number.
And I can refund you. It's just the most that I can get you. That's the most that she'll be able to get you also.
No, she told me that I was going to get my full refund. She never said 50% or 30% or anything like that.
I get that, Miss Patricia, but if we go off what she said, that you agreed to, that you didn't want to have
agreed.
The account refunded.
No, I don't know who you said. Nobody called me. I called someone, and I spoke, and I never agreed to anything. So that's a lie.
All right, she lied on you.
If I agree on that, why am I calling you for my refund, honestly? And if that was the case, I should have gotten refunded a long time ago, and I didn't, not even for that. Correct?
All right. I get you, ma'am.
Alrighty.
All right. But honestly, this water under the bridge now, because this is what I could do for you now, is get you that 50%.
No. I didn't pay 50%. I don't know why they charged my card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who charged my card. And
it was from the gadget store.
I don't know why the gadget store is. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. It's for
know
that KitchenAid. But
I
honestly,
have no idea.
All right, I get
but
that,
sir,
ma'am. But I'm, what I'm stating is the
I
most
get,
that I can do.
I did not get any kitchen aid. I don't have any kitchen aid. I never received any kitchen aid, and I want my money
your
back.
Your refund, right. So that's what I'm trying to get to, and I'm telling you the most that I can do. Unfortunately, I can just get you 50%.
I need to speak to a supervisor then.
All right. Give me one second. I'll transfer you, ma'am. Hang with me for one
Thank
second,
you.
Please. Yes, ma'am. Thank
you.
You. All right. I got you canceled out. Hang with me 1 second, Miss Patricia. And I get you transferred to that supervisor, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hang on 1 second, please. All right, ma'am, I got you a clear line open for that supervisor. I'm transferring you now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, Ms. Patricia.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hang tight for 1 second, please.